From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea has test-launched several land-to-ship missiles. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said several projectiles were fired early Thursday from the North's eastern coast town of Wosan. This would be the fourth North Korean missile test in a month. It comes after the UN Security Council imposed more sanctions on the North last week. The three most recent previous tests were of ballistic missiles. North Korea appears to be determined to develop a missile capable of carrying nuclear weapons and able to reach the U.S. mainland. Separately, South Korea has said it will suspend any further deployment of a controversial American missile defense system until an environmental impact assessment ordered by the new President Moon Jae-in is finished. Last year, then-President Park Geun-hye agreed to deploy the powerful missile intercept system to guard against threats from nuclear-armed North Korea. Near simultaneous terror attacks on Iran's parliament and the tomb of former leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini could set off a new round of hostilities in an already tense Middle East. At least 12 people were killed and 42 wounded in Wednesday's brazen strikes by machine-gun-wielding assailants and two suicide bombers, claimed almost immediately by the Islamic State. In a new twist, the terror group's Amaq news agency also quickly distributed a 24-second-long video of the attack. It showed a bloody, lifeless body inside the parliament complex and threatened it would strike again. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.